Welcome to week 14 of the NFL slate. I am Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is Jeff Schwartz's Smarter Than You. We will go over every game this week. We'll go over the gambling lines, ins and outs. We'll even throw some props your way. We had two straight winning weeks. We're up to 28-34-3. Oh, Matt, we got over our bad stench of a couple weekends ago. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing good, man. I'm very happy that we went 3-2. Get back in the plus column. We're like the Washington football team, Jeff. We're scrappy. We're not flashy, but we fight and we claw and we go to get to 500. We're almost there.
You couldn't wait less than 30 seconds to name drop your Washington football team. First time in like 8 years you've been able to be proud of your football organization.
Yeah, first time since 1991 they beat the Steelers. Unbelievable.
And you know, to be fair, they only play them once every 4 years. So that's some of those numbers between the AFC and NFC are quite misleading. All right, guys, I'm going to be fair with you guys. This week of lines absolutely blow.
It's not great, now, Jeff.
There are a lot of other things I like in these games, and I'll tell you what they are. Like, there's some unders I like. There's some individual props I like. But we'll give you five sides. We'll get there. But just listen. Listen to every game. We'll have some nuggets here and there for every single game. Let's start with the Thursday night football game, a really good one.
Yeah, really good game. It's the Rams hosting the Patriots, the resurgent Patriots. The Rams are favored by 5.5.
Yeah, this one's really interesting. We stay away from Thursday games, I think, for the most part, for good reason. And I think this one, too, is sort of a stay away for Thursday night just because you know, the Patriots have looked good recently, but let's talk about how they've looked good, right? They beat the Cardinals in a game. The Cardinals kind of blew more than the Patriots won, right? They had that first half at snafu. They should score a touchdown, didn't. And they beat the Chargers with Cam thrown for 69 yards, right? They had multiple special team scores. So I don't know how good they are, but I also don't trust the Rams offensively against a good defense who's getting better in the Patriots. So look, this is where I kind of – The number 5.5 is not great either way, really. I don't think we get value in the Patriots, the Rams. It feels like too many points for them as well. You know, New England's defense was like 28th or 32nd in DVOA, now up to 23rd. They're starting to play better. I don't know, Matt. I would lean Rams, but I don't feel great about it.
I mean, the reason that the Patriots' defense has looked better is because of the teams they've played. I mean, they beat the Jets by 3 points a few weeks ago. They lost to Denver. They lost to Houston. You know, they had this sort of perfect storm against the poor Chargers. I actually like the Rams here. I feel like this is one that everyone's just kind of overthinking. Everyone's doing the like, oh, they're staying in LA. Like, they're kind of good now. The Patriots are 29th in the NFL in big plays allowed on defense through the air. This just feels like one of those games that Goff could just turn it around, could unload on this team. I really think that the Rams are just miles better than the Patriots. And the Patriots, look, this has been a chaotic season, right? And bettors love to find something where they're like, well, I can trust the Patriots. I really think you're getting great value on the Rams. And, like, so high on the Pats, man. They scored, what, 3 special teams touchdowns last week? Get the hell out of here.
So here's something to think about, which maybe we're overthinking this. It's like, how much are we evaluating this game on the prism of the Super Bowl from a few years ago? Which, and these teams are different now, right? So, and look, the Patriots are not going to score in this game, right? The Rams defense is outstanding, and they present no issues. I'm okay putting the Rams in there. We don't do Thursday nights. I like to start off hopefully on a win, not a loss. But the way these lines are going the rest of the week, let's put the Rams in there as a maybe, and we'll have some Thursday night fun, possibly.
Yeah, I like that as a maybe. I mean, I just don't buy this Pats team. And like, credit to Belichick for milking every single positive thing.
They definitely
this is a real team. This isn't the Chargers. This is a real team.
I agree.
Okay. Next up, a team I'm not sure if they're a real team. The Tennessee Titans laying 7.5 at Jacksonville, who is surprisingly just covering every single week.
Yeah, so Jacksonville's covered the last 2 weeks with Mike Glennon at quarterback. They're averaging 24.5 points with him. Like, they're actually playing decent enough football to cover a lot of these games. And I love Jacksonville here. Jacksonville plus 7.5, dude. For a couple of reasons. One, obviously, is they obviously are playing a little bit better. They're doing enough to cover these games. but they played, they've had eight losses this year within 8 points. Like they're, so these games typically are kind of close, right? The last 2 weeks, obviously, have been very close. But also I go back to this a lot this season, is Tennessee's third down defense is utterly atrocious. They're allowing 53% conversion, worst in the NFL on third down. And that's a lot of points. We get that hook right there as well, right? The 7.5. They're like, I feel like just like a late cover for Jacksonville. I think that this is a kind of an old school home dog play that we've done for a long period of time. And I get Jacksonville's bad, but I really feel this is a good play with Tennessee's defense being so awful.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jacksonville is the play here if you're taking this. The thing that worries me, I mean, you're right. Jacksonville has been covered. They've lost 10 straight, but they're 6-6 against the spread this year, which is kind of insane. And look, they're 30th in the NFL in rush defense. That's pretty worrisome. Derrick Henry had his worst game of at least the last 2 months last week. This feels like a decent, good, right spot for them. We're obviously not getting, everybody's sort of down on Tennessee. And Jacksonville has been covering week to week, but like at some point that's going to run out. Like Mike Glennon is still Mike Glennon, but I don't hate the play. If you're if you made me pick, I'd pick Jacksonville.
Yeah. I'm going to look, I need to find the week 14 look ahead lines because I'm curious what this was before, obviously. So here's a look, week 13 movement. Okay. Week 14 look ahead lines. So this was going to be Titans -9.5. So it's moved 2 points to Jacksonville, even though a lot of the money is on Tennessee. So yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So the sharp money is on Jacksonville here for those who didn't pay attention to that like situation. So a lot of the open 9.5, Tennessee favorite 9.5. This is last week, right? So this is what they would have made this had both teams like handled their business last weekend. If Tennessee had won, it would have been 9.5. And it's been bet basically down to 7.5, which you don't get the best value, but there's a ton of public money on Tennessee, which means the sharps are coming in hard on Jacksonville. So I think this is like a classic that like we've talked about this all year, and I've refused to bet him because I don't want our podcast to be betting Jacksonville, but I'm kind of like over this shit. Like I want to bet the games that we normally used to win, and this feels like a normally used to win bet, and I would just like some wins and like stop betting on the public favorites that we always lose on.
Okay, I'm willing to consider it as a maybe. I think that okay. if it was 7, I think neither of us would be interested. The hook is nice.
I agree.
Yeah, Tennessee's defense, big problem. If they make the playoffs, they're gonna have an issue there. Okay, next up, the Andy Dalton revenge game. The Cowboys laying 3.5 at the Bengals. Pretty weird line here. This was 3 everywhere today, and suddenly this is 3.5, which is just strange.
Oh boy. Oh no.
The Bengals are the public side here, Jeff. They're getting both the plurality of the bets and the money.
Yeah, I think this is just like a stay away or I can't stomach a road favorite Cowboys team. Like this just doesn't. Oh, can you stomach a road favorite Cowboys?
No.
Cuz you can't bet the Bengals here. They're not good.
That's what's so weird is this was 3 and the Bengals are getting all the money and it moved up to 3.5, which I think is one of those like Vegas reminding us the talent discrepancy between these two teams.
But Dallas hasn't played that way, like played like their talent. That's the problem.
That's what's so strange is so Dallas is the worst team in the NFL against the spread this year. They're 2-10 against the spread. That is just like, I don't think I can remember a number that was that, egregious on either side. I don't know. I feel like this is one of those where Dallas could just roll the Bengals. The Bengals have been competitive with Brandon Allen. Like longer does that last?
So here's the question. So have they though? Cause look, so the Giants game was close because of a kickoff return, right? Otherwise they scored 10 points on offense. Last weekend they scored 7 points against the Dolphins. And that was on a zero pressure screen and went for 75 yards. Otherwise they have not moved the ball at all. Now, Dallas' defense is terrible. We get that. But let's say the Bengals score 14 points here. The Cowboys are scoring 20, right? Or 21 points?
Right. That's the thing. I kind of feel like Dallas, that's sort of what I'm saying, is since he has kept these games close for reasons that don't really make sense to me, Dallas's defense is horrible, but they're the run defense, they're 32nd in the league. I don't think Gio Bernard is going to like light this team up. So I get why Dallas is staying at 3.5, but I, you know,
the one question I have here is about motivation for Dallas. Like, I know Dalton will be motivated, but the rest of the team, like, I just don't know how much motivation they have. They're basically out of the division now. I mean, they got to win all the rest of the games essentially. So you want to put it as a maybe?
I guess. I mean, what's Cincy's motivation?
I guess. So you want to put it as a maybe, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. This is sort of a strange week, so why not?
We'll just talk about it as a maybe. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Grotesque list so far. Jacksonville and Dallas. Okay, next. I'm very curious what you think here. Arizona, 1.5 point favorites at the Giants. I can't tell which side this feels off to me on, but I don't know. I'm curious what you think.
So it feels off because the Giants should be the favorite in this game. That's why it feels off, right? Because the Giants have played better football recently. The Cardinals offense has stunk recently. Their defense is allowing a ton of points the last 6 weeks of the season. And nothing about the Cardinals has gone well, right? Their offense has continued to sputter as Murray's shoulder's been messed up. A chart came out this week about DeAndre Hopkins just lining up on the left side only and never moving ever. The teams can kind of eye where he's going to be. They have a lot of problems on offense, and the Giants are obviously riding high. Daniel Jones expected to come back. I think that's what the problem is. I thought this would have been the Giants' favorite in this game, or at least a pick 'em. It opened at Arizona favored by 3, I believe, and it moved down to obviously 1.5 now. And I don't want to join the Giants' party now. Like, I don't want to be late to the we're late to the party. The party's already started. And I don't really want to jump aboard, but let's talk about the Giants real quick. Okay. So they beat the Bengals. They beat your team twice. And one of those was Kyle Allen, 2-point conversion failed. They beat Philly. And obviously upset Seattle this weekend where Russell Wilson just played off. Their middle linebacker, Blake Martinez, is probably not playing this weekend. Daniel Jones should be back. The question becomes, what is Arizona's offense? What is Kyler Murray? If Kyler Murray's healthy, I lean Arizona here. But I just don't know. Like, this is the thing is, I don't know where I feel greatest on this side. What do you think?
I think this is a great spot for Arizona. First of all, I mean, we've talked. I don't have the stat in front of me, but Kingsbury.
He's really good on the road.
Yes, he's maligned throughout the year for his game management. He's very good in these early road games on the East Coast traditionally. The Giants, since MetLife Open, one of my favorite stats, they've only covered 40% of the time. There's something going on there. You said it. I mean, yeah, they're on this little win streak. The Seattle game, I think, was, you know, just one of those games. Like, Seattle didn't show up. And, yeah, they beat Cincy and Brandon Allen's first start. They beat Philadelphia, who has been a mess. The last game they won against Washington, Kyle Allen started and then left the game, and Alex Smith came in, and they won it by what? I think they won by 3 points. Like, yeah. When they win, they sneak it out. They've been kind of lucky. And look, Kyler Murray has not looked good, but, like, who are these Giants? I feel like they're getting a ton of respect for keeping it close against Tampa, which, yeah, again, a team that doesn't always show up. And then that game last week. I just think Arizona is clearly the better team here. And if you like Arizona, you're getting good value. It's 2, 2.5 right now, and all of the money and all the bets, which means the sharps and the public are aligned for now, are all coming out on Arizona. So this is going to go higher. So I like the Cardinals here.
So, yeah, MetLife, the road team, it covers 59% of the time. And Kingsbury is 8-4-2 against spread on the road. We get a better number here, and so I like being contrarian. If you haven't noticed, and this is taking Arizona this week feels like everyone's going to be in the Giants and Arizona. I so worry about Murray's shoulder though.
But he doesn't need to play a perfect game to beat this team. I know that everyone thinks Giants defense is amazing.
And Arizona's defense, though, has given up like 30 points. They've been up a lot of points lately, but they haven't played to the Giants' defense. I mean, they've been playing the Rams and the Bills.
Yeah, dude. They're playing against Wayne Gallman and Daniel Jones with not, you know, coming off an injury. Like, this is not.
I'm good putting Arizona in there at minus the 1.5. Let's put them in there for now. That was the team that I kind of needed to be convinced to bet, even though I've kind of liked. So I'm good with putting him in there.
They're just clearly better to me. And I, you know, I know that the last few weeks have gone the Giants' way, but I think it's just the product of, like, they're a tough team to beat. I think Arizona is just clearly better.
Amen.
All right, well, that was a game I had a feel for. This one is not one I have a feel for. I would be surprised if anyone on earth has a feel for this game. Houston is a one-point favorite at the Bears in the Super Contest. I'm sure this line will move all over the place.
Yeah, this is, yeah, if you're listening to a Bears fan or Texans fan, I'm sorry, but just like Matt, I got nothing for you here, man. I don't know what Deshaun Watson on the road. Remember, we got some luck last weekend, right? They were going in to beat the Colts and he fumbled the snap. Like, they've played for as the losses they've had, they've actually played pretty well because of Deshaun Watson. But now you're taking a warm weather dome team on the road to Chicago. The weather's going to be miserable as always. It's windy. But then again, I don't trust the Bears either. Like, you bet the Bears here just because of their defense. But then Trubisky, like the way they lost that game the other week, just stay away from this game.
Yeah, this is a stay away. I got nothing to add. Let's save the listeners some time. Moving on to another very confusing game for me. The Broncos, 3-point dogs at Carolina. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this game. I have not the slightest idea how I should feel about this game. The Panthers will not have McCaffrey again probably this weekend. And we've never seen Matt Rule off a bye, obviously. Denver's not very good, but they actually keep games pretty close, except, Kansas City, it was only a 6-point game. A lot of money in Carolina now. I just don't really trust Denver on the road to go across and cover this game. I just think we stay away from this game, too. I'm sorry, Panthers, Broncos fans.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that could change this is 8 players on the Panthers put on the COVID list Monday.
Yeah.
And, the McCaffrey thing, it's like, that's DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel and McCaffrey. Like, you're probably going to take Denver, but, like, are we really taking Denver? Like, that's probably a pass.
No, probably it is a pass.
Yeah, so don't take this one. Don't take Carolina or anyone. next up is, this is a good one. The Vikings, 6.5-point favorites. They're certain Vikings. 6.5-point dogs, excuse me, at Tampa.
So I really like Tampa here, buddy, off a bye. I know that Tom Brady's not with the Patriots anymore, but he's really good off a bye. He is, where is he at? He's 14-4 after a bye, just straight up, obviously. Average margin of victory with 17 points. Arians, by the way, 4-2 off a bye as well. He's actually played really well against Mike Zimmer defenses in his career. And again, these are all Patriots stats, right? So how much does it translate over to Tampa? But here's a couple reasons why I like the Tampa situation now. First of all, they have to start winning football games. Like, there's no choice, right? Like, they with all the talent they have, they've had 2 weeks now to figure out what to do on offense. And they have a decided advantage with their offensive line against the Vikings pass rush. They don't generate a lot of pressure. They can run the ball on the Vikings. On the flip side, the Vikings, Cousins, not as good under pressure, just like every other quarterback. And the Vikings pressure a ton against the poor Vikings offensive line. So I think we just get a lot of things kind of going in our direction here. A dome team outside in the Tampa Heat, 80 degrees, kickoff on Sunday. And just more like the Bucs have to get right. They don't have a choice, Matt. Like, this is it. If they don't get right in the first game off of a bye, they're never getting right the rest of the year. So, and also last to consider, who is Minnesota beaten in their current, right? They've won 5 out of the last 6, right? They struggled to beat the Jaguars, the Panthers, and they struggled to beat the Bears. Lost the Cowboys. Yes, they beat the Packers way back when, but that was Dalvin Cook rushing 163 yards. Tampa's number one rush defense in the NFL. I just think things lines up for Tampa here, and we get under a touchdown. I'll take it.
You know, I leaned Minnesota until you laid all that out, and you've convinced me. I'm in. Minnesota's offense, unbelievably, is number one in the NFL in explosive play rates.
Yeah.
But that's predicated by a good running game. And a lot of those big plays are running plays. Obviously, the receivers have been amazing, but if you take away the run, we need Kirk Cousins to go on the road and get a W and get a cover at least. I don't think so. And you mentioned the Vikings' little win streak. It reminds me of the Giants. Like, it's sort of a house of cards. But as good as Minnesota has been, they have not covered in their last 3 games, which usually means that the inflation of the public's perception of them is a little bit high. So You talk me into this. I'm in.
It's the only public play we have so far, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, so at some point, the Bucks are going to become the Bucks, you would think.
I hope so, and it has to be after a bye. It has to be now. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
All right, man. I like that. Let's go. If we're going to be taking the stinky Jaguars, we might as well throw in a good team once in a while. I'm in. And fading Kirk Cousins is America's favorite national pastime, so let's fly. Next up, your Kansas City Chiefs, laying 7 at the Dolphins.
So I love the under in this game. It's one of those ones where I'll tell you like a different play I like other than taking a side here. The under, in my opinion, is the play. I mean, the Dolphins under Tua, I believe. Let me pull up my notes just to make sure here. So I get this right here. If you take out like the defensive scores, and including the ones where they run the ball back to the one and they get a one play drive, in Tua's 5 games, the Dolphins offense is scoring 17 points and they've only scored 8 touchdowns. They don't score a lot of points with Tua in the game. The Chiefs defense, by the way, has held opponents under 21 8 times this year. Really good. They're actually, I know that their pass rush is not terribly great and they have a lot of inefficient, but a lot of teams aren't scoring on them, which it might be the offense that they're playing. They put the Jets and some of the Broncos a couple times. And the Chiefs offense is really good, but they've had a lot of red zone issues lately, and the Dolphins defense is fantastic. But the one problem I have here with taking the Dolphins +7, which is the play in this game for doing it, the Chiefs have not covered the last 4 weeks, is we've seen a lot of teams play the Chiefs and decide to keep their defensive scheme in. The Ravens come to example. The Dolphins pressure. Pat Mahomes, the best in the NFL against cover zero. The Dolphins run the most cover zero in the NFL. Pat has 7 touchdowns, no interceptions against cover zero. That means that everyone is, it's a Greg Williams defense. Everyone's coming, everyone's blitzing, who's not guarding a wide receiver. And we've yet to see a lot of teams adjust their defense against the Chiefs because one is ego, obviously, right? The coach wants to run when he knows how to run. But two is that a lot of teams can't make the adjustment because they don't have the personnel to do so, right? So let's say that the Dolphins are a big pressure team in man coverage, right? Because that's what you do. Well, if you're not good at zone coverage, why would you run zone against the Chiefs if that's not what you're good at, right? So you just kind of try to win with what you know. So the under, I love the under here. But I think the play is the Dolphins, Matt, but I don't trust them quite enough on offense to score enough points. And defensively, I feel like if the Chiefs hit a couple of these plays they're missing, they could score in the 28 to 31 range. And this is like a 31-10 game.
You know, Jeff, I'm going to pull back the even illusion that at the end of the day, you and I are sharps, because I'm going to say some stuff here that's totally based on like my just thinking as a human being. There are a few things that feel completely unsustainable to me. Number one is the fact that Miami is getting a turnover every week on defense. Yeah. Okay. That's not going to keep happening. Number two is that the Chiefs' problem is that they can't score in the red zone. Like, that's not going to keep happening. Also, the Steelers just lost. Kansas City knows that they can wrestle away this one seed seemingly out of nowhere. Like, I would think that would give them a lift. We're getting the Chiefs in kind of a buy low spot. Like, the last couple weeks, they haven't been covering, and people are going to kind of back off of them. And everybody loves the Dolphins. And the Dolphins, by the way, are getting 7.5 in most places. So you're actually getting kind of a good Chiefs line here. I just, like, am I crazy? I'm not scared of Myles Gaskin and Devontae Parker and Tua probably keeping up with this team. I feel like this could be one of those games where the Chiefs are like, oh, yeah, we're awesome. And by the way, Clyde Edwards-Helaire not playing last week killed a lot of people in fantasy. Sorry to those people. But Miami's rush defense is their weak point. They have great secondary. They've done really well against the pass this year, 21st against the rush on defense. This feels like, you know, the fresh-legged rookie comes in and just blows the doors off of Miami here, and Miami comes back to earth. That's just how it feels. This is gambling. There is no certainty here. I know it's square, but I love Kansas City.
All right, we'll put KC -7 then. I always bet on Kansas City. You're right. They've covered so many games for so long, and they haven't covered 4 in a row. And yes, if they connect on some of these deep passes, the game is over fairly quickly. Like,
I mean, if they throw a fucking challenge flag last week, that whole game is different. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that have been kind of fluky, and it's hard because they won the Super Bowl last year. Like, I don't know. I think that last week might have been a kick in the ass.
That's fine with me for putting it on, because the rest of the games, not to give a spoiler alert, Oh, yikes.
I actually like a few of these.
And I'd ride with the Chiefs here. So, all right, let's put the Chiefs in the, we have like six maybes. But let's go Colts Raiders.
Colts Raiders. Raiders are home, but they are 3-point dogs to the Colts, who I just am wrong about every single week.
So if you look at our friends at Action Network, they have, it tells you public and private, public money, right? And so they have, as of the taping this Wednesday night, 47% of the bets are on Indy, but 90% of the money, and it's moving in their direction. A lot of money coming in Indy this weekend. This is a tough game. The Raiders obviously have not looked good the last 2 weeks. And Indy should have lost last weekend again. I mean, they again looked like, I don't know, Matt. This one's tough, right?
I mean, we're not taking this one. Like, right? There's no way. But if you are, you're taking the Raiders, yeah, who everyone is super down on because they barely beat the Jets. I don't know, man. I'm curious as a player. Like, that sort of reminds me of, like, whenever you gut out a win that you should have won, isn't there, like, a little bit of a relief after that? You should have won,
yeah.
Like, they should have beat the Jets by more than they did. But I feel like that, you know, for them to win that game, knowing that the Jets are going to, you know, odds are the Jets are going to win a game eventually. I kind of think that was, like, a better win for them than people might think.
Yeah, it's tough because the Raiders, you can look at it two ways. One is that the Raiders feel lucky they escaped, right? But now we've seen a pattern of two straight weeks of just really bad play, playing down to opponents. And maybe you could say, hey, the Colts come into town, they're a good opponent, we'll play up for them. But I feel like it just seems to, like,
I don't know. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think we're not
betting. We're not touching this one. But I want to go on the record and say I think I'm going to personally be taking the Raiders here because three reasons. Rivers is banged up at 39 going on the road. The Raiders 2 weeks ago were very close to completing a season sweep over the Chiefs. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and last week the Colts should have lost to the Texans and they got their asses kicked by the Titans 2 weeks ago. So I don't know. These two teams are Jekyll and Hyde, so they're not going to be one of our five. But I like the Raiders.
They're not going to be in here.
No, out. Speaking of a game that I'm almost positive will be out, Green Bay laying 7.5 at Detroit. Do you have a feel here?
Well, I think that they would. You take Detroit here, but I don't know if I would want to put my money on it. Detroit's covered, I believe, three of the last four, or actually three straight, I think, at Ford Field against the Packers. And I think this is a good teaser leg, go to 13.5. The line seemed renewed and refreshed. If you listen to what they said after the game, like, it definitely felt like they felt like a weight off their shoulders without Matt Patricia there. Now, they didn't play terribly well against the Bears, though. They came back late to win that game, so that kind of worries me about this game. So I think we stay away. We definitely don't take the Packers. And that's just a no-no. And I think if you're looking for, you know, at our old place, the place we first met, you would just automatically take the Lions here, +7.5. But I think that Jacksonville's enough. I feel better about Jacksonville covering against Tennessee than I do about the Lions covering against the Packers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also think, you know, Green Bay is, we've said this, they're very good when everything's going their way, and this could be one of those games.
Yeah.
But division game, second matchup, you usually take, and a big underdog, usually take the underdog. So I agree the Lions can play, but let's pass it. Oh boy. The aforementioned New York Jets, 13.5 point dogs at the mysteriously shitty Seattle Seahawks. What do you think?
So there's actually a surprising amount of money on the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think the play would be Seattle, but it's a lot of points. The Jets basically had their opportunity to win this year and just get crushed, right? Like, just get taken from them. Fire Greg Williams after the game, obviously, for that idiotic zero pressure call. You know, they played the last 2 weeks at home, I believe, right? They played the Dolphins the week beforehand. They didn't cover that game. I mean, the problem with Seattle here is I don't know what's wrong with their offense, Matt. Like, their offense is a wreck. Russell Wilson last weekend just didn't see anyone to throw to. Like, they just, there were guys open. Russ just didn't see it. He didn't see guys in the flat. He didn't see guys deep in the field. He saw nothing last weekend. It was a very odd performance. But we've seen some odd performances from him recently. Their defense, Seattle's defense has been fine. They've been playing a lot better recently. But 13.5 is a lot of points, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but 2 weeks ago, what is this line, 20? I mean, honestly, I think that – I don't think we should take this, but I definitely think that Seattle is covering this. 33, 15, and 4 against the spread in their last 52 after a loss in the Carroll era, which is insane. You know, Seattle, we're buying as low as possible if we were to take this, and the Jets as high as possible, honestly.
So the question is then, do we trust, like, if we get to – we could do this more. We could go down like for big favorites this weekend. Do we trust Seattle minus 13.5 or the Chiefs minus 7?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm curious what you think, because I'm laying the huge points on either side here.
We'll get to this at the end because we have a lot of like we got a lot of choices here. So let's move along. We'll go through this all at the end. I promise here, because
this is the who do you trust less game. The Falcons is 2.5-point road favorites, or the Chargers, who God, who what is happening with this team? I stay away. Can we just agree?
Yeah, we'll just skip it.
Who are you trusting? The road favorite Falcons? Like, get out of here.
The Chargers have just quit on their season. Like, that's very obvious last weekend. But the Falcons also sucked last weekend. Like, God bless you for taking the Falcons here minus 2.5 on the road. Like, I just can't imagine why you would do that.
It's gotten bet up. So I guess people are just really out on the Chargers, which I can see why. Moving on to the Jalen Hurts debut. His Eagles are hosting the Saints, but they are 7-point dogs. Why wouldn't we take the Saints here?
So, a couple things. I mean, here's one, Jalen Hurts, take the under passing yards prop, okay? Doug Peterson said that they're going to run the ball and screen pass and all the stupid things that you do when you have a new quarterback in the game, which just infuriates me that they're talking about that. And again, I don't think he makes his team much better. It's just, he's just not Carson Wentz, right? The reason why I think the Saints are tough to take here is it does feel like a little bit of a letdown spot for them, right? They've played really well now with Taysom Hill 3 straight weeks. They just beat the Falcons again and have the Chiefs next weekend. And you have a new quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and you kind of maybe let your guard down a little bit. Oh, new guy, you know, he's not going to be very good. And he just rips off a couple big plays and you're like, oh shit. They scored 14, 17 points, and what are we going to do? Because, look, Taysom Hill has played really well against the Falcons twice. He didn't play well against the Broncos. The Eagles' defense is not half bad, Matt. Their defensive line can get after. I worry about, like, the look-ahead spot for the Chiefs in 2 weeks when Drew Brees comes back, and that, like, that game is their Super Bowl, and I just think this game is like, oh, Jalen Hurts, like, whatever. This feels like the Eagles could, you know, it's like a 2014 game, kind of an ugly game, and it's just, you just get over with.
That's interesting. I mean, this is another where it's a 90% plus road favorite Saints, getting 90% of the bets as we're taping this.
I mean, you could make the same case for the Chiefs too, by the way, on a look ahead.
Yeah, you could. Although there's not quite the discrepancy in the money on that one.
Correct.
Chiefs are only getting 70% as opposed to the 91% for the Saints. The Saints defense is. I mean, they've given up 28 points over the last 3 weeks. You know, I think that they're a nightmare for a rookie quarterback, but I kind of agree. You also said something a few weeks ago. I think it was about Taysom Hill, actually, where you said, like, that first week against a quarterback with kind of a weird skill set, weird stuff happens. So
yeah, you just, like, don't know, like, what, you know, they're going to throw a couple trick plays in there, maybe a screen bust loose. Like, I think we stay away from this game. I feel like we have other big road favorites to bet on.
Great teaser week, dude. If you want to do some 7-point teasers, you can throw the Titans in there. You can throw the Packers, the Chiefs. You can throw the Bucks in there. Lots of fun teasers this week. One game probably no one will tease is the 49ers they're hosting in Arizona the Washington football team, 49ers by 3.
This game is in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple of things here. I actually, for my Fox Sports article that'll come out tomorrow, I actually weirdly like the first half under in this game. It's like 20.5, 21. Washington under Alex Smith, under his 4 starts, I believe it is now, they've scored 3, 7, 17 against Dallas, and 3 in the first half of these games. And the Niners have the 22nd ranked first half offense as well. Washington's 29th. Like, I just feel like this is a game where you bet that first half under. As Washington will start slow off a big win this weekend. The Niners offense, we'll see if Jimmy G and Kittle are back. I don't really know if they're going to rush them back to play. I don't think you bet a side in this game. There's also another, like, Washington plus 9 and a teaser feels kind of nice. But I just think we Washington's hot right now. Too much money on them. Just kind of stay away.
Yeah, I would probably lean 49ers. I think the Antonio Gibson injury for Washington is potentially like a absolute killer. You know, if you have to stop Logan Thomas and Terry McLaurin only, it feels kind of doable. So yeah, I would probably lean San Francisco, but I don't feel that comfortable.
No, I don't either.
Because the football team, man, they fight hard. Proud of them.
And like Alex Smith, man, like he looked like checked down Charlie the first half of the season. All of a sudden, it's just like, boom, he just it becomes a different guy.
He's been great. As I said, they've covered every game since he started, which is kind of his thing. Moving on to the night games, we've got the Sunday night game is a great one. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. And Buffalo now 2.5-point favorites. I think people are a little scared of the Steelers after last week.
Yeah, this is a game where, man, this is a tough line, man, because...
is it?
Are you going Pittsburgh here?
Yeah, totally. They were gonna lose a game eventually, and they had an insane schedule last week, and they played against a team that's a fucking nightmare. Like, it's just hard to beat a team with a great defensive line with that weird schedule. Tome. Pittsburgh they're dominant on the road this year. Buffalo coming off a primetime win where everyone's all over them.
Yeah.
I think this is a great. I mean, this is a great spot for Pittsburgh. If you can get them with points.
A couple things to think about here: the look-ahead line, Pittsburgh was favored by 2.5. So it hasn't gone through key numbers, but it's moved 5 points, right? Essentially, so that's obviously important here. Let's talk about Pittsburgh's offense for a second. I think they've had 13 drops the last 2 weeks. If you eliminate half of those drops, what are they? Right, they're 12-0, right? And so, overall team DVOA right now, Pittsburgh is 2. They're 17 offense, first on defense, 12th on special teams. Buffalo's 9th, right? Like they're 7th on offense, 16th on defense. Like they're good, but Pittsburgh's just better. So they regroup after this loss to Washington. They go into Buffalo, and they get themselves a win here. Like I can see where you're going here. The concern I have is, they just had more injuries on defense last weekend against Washington, and
yeah.
I don't know how that will affect them. But and if Josh Allen's kind of feeling himself, it's tough to play against him. But I trust that defense. I'm good. I think the value here is definitely on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if you're not totally feeling it. I'm fine leaving it off because I respect Buffalo, especially at home. But I mean, it feels like we won't get this situation again where we can take Pittsburgh as an underdog against anyone.
No, not until they play Kansas City. That would be the last time.
Yep, that's right. So is that a maybe, or are we just gonna pass?
I put a maybe.
Okay, nice.
No, we'll talk about the end.
All right, last one is Baltimore at Cleveland on Monday night. This is the Ravens are favored by 1 point in our contest. What do you think?
So I don't want to play this, but I think the Ravens are the play still. Until proven otherwise, I got to see Cleveland and Baker Mayfield play well against this defense. I've yet to see it. The Baltimore defense had a bunch of guys back that they haven't had for a couple weeks now. Calais Campbell is one of them. I know they put a bad Dallas team, but their offense looked pretty good. I think Baltimore's definitely the play here.
I do too. I feel like I like no games this week, and now we've 10 maybes. they're clearly, I mean, the signal here was this opened at 3 for Baltimore. And the market bet it down to Cleveland because they beat the Titans. Like, okay, that might have just been a weird game. And Baltimore is getting everybody back off the COVID list this week. And I don't know. I think Baltimore is absolutely the play here, but I don't know. And we are taking a 9-3 home dog, or going against a 9-3 home dog. Like, that might not be smart. When's the last time Baker Mayfield had two very good games in a row? Like, it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
Well, let's talk about the games we have. We have 9 games. So
it's crazy.
And this is what happens in a week when we don't really know what to do. I feel like we just talk ourselves into a bunch of games. So we specifically like, you like the Rams. You like the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in on the Rams. I like Jacksonville. I'm sorry. I think that's a good play.
Let's make Jacksonville official.
Okay. So, okay, and then I like Tampa a lot. How do you feel about Tampa?
I'm in on Tampa. You can.
So the ones I liked the most were Tampa and Jacksonville this week.
I liked Arizona a lot.
So Arizona minus, so that's 4 now. So then we have to pick between Seattle, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Dallas.
Well, wait, sorry. Are the Rams a thing? Are the Rams in? Are we in on them?
Let's talk it through here. So we have the Rams at home playing the Patriots on a short week where the Patriots just won a game with a quarterback throwing for 69 yards and scoring 3 times. Right, like we have a advantage everywhere on the field for the Rams. Like, where's a disadvantage at? They're better at quarterback. They're better at the lines. They're better on defense. Better rushing the ball.
Yeah.
Like, where are they?
McVay
and Belichick, obviously, there's a mismatch there a little bit, but McVay's had a chance to learn from the Super Bowl. I feel like they're not going to run back that same defense.
Let's do it. That Patriots team is so ready to get exposed.
And let's see what the look headline that game was: Rams favored by nearly a touchdown. So we get a little bit of value there as well. Yeah. I'm curious. The Rams are getting a bunch of money too.
Can we take Dallas out? There's no chance we're putting in Dallas over Casey or Pittsburgh. Okay. So they're gone.
So then let's take Seattle minus 13.5 out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City. I feel like Baltimore is the most like,
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh is an underdog. Should we? Off a loss?
The thing I worry about Kansas City is, again, like, they just haven't looked very crisp lately in certain situations. And the Dolphins' defense is really good. So even if, like, this is the week they get right, though, is it really the week they get right?
Right.
That's my concern with the Chiefs. And I feel better in general not betting them because I just, like, it's just, like, I don't want to – I'm a Chiefs fan. Like, this doesn't feel great. I'm just trying to look for any, like
– Why don't we take the best or second best team in the league getting points against the Bills?
I'm good with that.
I think that's just, like, if we're kind of even on all these, like, why not take the best team probably on the board?
And the Bills were plus 2.5 before the weekend.
Yeah, this is a huge swing. And
what's funny is Josh Allen's underdog is really good, but that's no longer the case. He's now the favorite.
Right, yep. You're never getting the Steelers this low again.
Third game in 12 days for Pittsburgh too.
4 days ago, people were betting on whether they could go undefeated or not.
So Rams minus 5.5, Jacksonville plus 7.5, Arizona minus 1.5, Tampa minus 6.5, and Pittsburgh plus 2.5.
It's a pretty good slate, Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh. What feels off to you?
No, it's just we got a lot of sweating to do this weekend.
I mean, this is a nightmare week, and
like this is a weekend where like only at the most two of these games are going to be like ones where I feel like, okay, like Tampa and the Rams probably they should win these games by a touchdown.
Yeah.
The other ones are just like, oh boy. All right. Screw it, man. It's a weird week. Let's do it.
Let's fly. We got the Jags in there. We got one of our sharp plays in there.
We got one sharp.
And you gave out a first half under. You gave the people their money's worth.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, for the okay. All right. Rams, Jacksonville, Cardinals, Tampa, Pittsburgh, +2.5. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. We're digging ourselves out of a hole with an odd card, but I don't care. It's an odd card. This is the first weekend, but we've had an odd card. Maybe this is the weekend we need a 5-0 weekend. It's an odd card weekend.
That's right. We're due, buddy.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, Matt. Talk to you guys next week.